death couldn't stop Wild Bill Byrne from riding to Sturgis, but his sons could. Find out how in Trevor Halloway's latest novel, Ashes and Asphalt, available online at Amazon.com and more.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host today. We'll be joined in the next segment with Leanne McAdoo. We're going to be talking about the current Surgeon General who wants to inject infants at a much higher rate with vaccines, and he's going to use Sesame Street characters to do it. Yeah. How about that? That's what I was talking about. That's what we see now. We see not only is the government engaged in the kind of crony capitalism that we've seen going back even to before the Civil War. Of course, that was one of the major issues with the Civil War, and that was what they called internal improvements, the idea that you could tax one state and then build something in another state. For example, tax Virginia and build the Erie Canal up in Pennsylvania. The people in Virginia didn't think much of that idea. But, of course, we've gotten completely used to that. We haven't, don't even question whether or not the federal government should reward its friends in different places by punishing other people. We just accept that. That's good for all of us, we're told. And we've been fed that line so long that we don't even think about that anymore. And, of course, the corruption that we saw after the Civil War with the robber barons, the railroads, they were already the corporate sponsors of Abraham Lincoln before he became president. So we've seen that kind of crony capitalism for a long time, the kind of crony capitalism that we saw with the bank bailouts. But this is a different kind. This is a kind of crony capitalism that holds a gun to your head and says, you're going to buy my insurance policy, and I'm going to define what it is. If I don't care if you're a single male, you're going to get a maternity policy. It's that kind of crony capitalism. That's what's behind this removal of informed consent that people are fighting in all these different states, desperately fighting in California with SB 277. They're playing all kinds of legislative games there, but it is not only a conflict of interest. I mean, the state senator there, Dr. Pan, he's taking money from Big Pharma. He's part of the AMA. They're forcing this on people, taking away their informed consent. If you can do that to people, you effectively make them slaves. And that's what we're seeing over and over again. Look at this. Look at what the automakers are doing. And this will kind of give you an idea of the way the large corporations are going to be forcing us to buy their products, whether or not we like it. And they're going to be using these trade agreements that are being passed off as free trade. This is a story that Kit Daniels put up over the weekend. I think it was right after the weekend. There was an auto show that I went to this last weekend here in Austin. And I really wish I could have I'd known about this. I would have talked to the people that were there about it. Automakers want to outlaw gearheads from working on their own cars. There you go. That's the 21st century dream of the mega corporations, that they own everything. Even after you buy the car, they still own the car and you can't do anything to it. Now, this is an Association of Global Automakers. That's the name of the association. The Association of Global Automakers, AGA. It's a lobbying firm for 12 manufacturers. They're asking the U.S. Copyright Office to prevent car owners from accessing computer programs that control the functioning of a motorized land vehicle. They say, hey, it's too complex for you to fix anyway, but we're going to stop it with copyright violations. Copyright violations. They say in order to modify the automotive software for the purpose of diagnosis and repair or for aftermarket personalization modification, the modifier must use a substantial amount of copyrighted software that you have paid for. You paid for that when you bought the car. Copying the software is an issue after all, not wholly replacing it, they say. Because of the heart, it's not in the entirety. The copyrighted work will remain in the modified copy, so the amount and substantiality of the portion copied strongly indicates the proposed uses are not fair. A lot of legal talk, which basically says, you don't own your car that you paid for. We own it. We're going to maintain ownership of it. You know, the Electronic Freedom Foundation said it's not a new thing to be able to repair and modify cars. It's actually a new thing to keep people from doing it. But that's the kind of corporate fascism. That's what we've got to be concerned about with the trade agreements that are being negotiated in secret by these corporations. We know exactly how they're going to use it, and we know why the mainstream media is not covering it. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Leanne McAdoo talking about forced vaccinations.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You let one ant stand up to us, then they all might stand up.
Those puny little ants outnumber us 100 to 1. And if they ever figure that out, there goes our way of life.
It's not about food. It's about keeping those ants in line.
The Alex Jones Show. Because there is a war on for your mind.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this Tuesday, April 21st, 2015. I'm David Knight, your host. Joining me in studio right now is Leanne McAdoo, and she's here to talk about our new Surgeon General, who is... We began the program, Leanne, by talking about how Bloomberg was attacking us for exposing Bilderberg. Oh, you're conspiracy theorists, right? But of course, what they do is not only not report that, but they advocate injecting infants and using Sesame Street characters to do it. It's an amazing story by Jeffrey Jackson. You're going to have an interview with him this week, talking to him about the different aspects of this. Tell us about it.
Yeah, well, he does some really great work over there at the website, and this one kind of came across my desk, and it was just so creepy. So creepy, the video in general. But it was there to...
Okay, hang on a second. They lost your audio, so they're just picking it up on my mic right here. Yeah, it was something that he pointed out. There's not only is there a conflict of interest in this, but it is something that, you know, this is what we really have to be concerned about, because we know how the regulatory agencies have been captured. We know how our congressmen have been captured. It was just last week that they said, we're going to let corporate lobbyists write massive trade agreements with Europe and Asia that the public can't see, that we're not going to have any input into it, and it's going to be put up, and it's going to be a total up or down vote. There's not going to be any amendment. So they're abdicating their responsibility to these corporate lobbyists. And now we've got the Surgeon General out here with Sesame Street characters basically selling big pharma products.
Yeah, exactly. They're targeting your children. And we already know that they target adults with their behavior placement and everything, and they advertise directly to adults. But that's against the law to advertise to children, especially when you're not providing a fair and balanced, you know, letting them know what what the troubles could be with getting a vaccination. So I guess they're kind of skirting around that law by not specifically saying, oh, get a measles vaccine or get the flu vaccine. They're just telling them about vaccines in general. And the way he goes about explaining to Elmo is that the only way that his body can be protected from germs is by getting a vaccine. So
that's the only
a blatant lie.
Yeah, because they're going to stop doing all the other medicines because it's so much more profitable for them to sell vaccines because they have absolutely no liability if it hurts anybody. Okay, they could, if they harm you with an antibiotic, they've got legal exposure. But not in the U.S. If they harm you with a vaccine, they have protection. So we've got the Surgeon General selling their products. We've got state legislators all over the country trying to remove informed consent, renaming it a personal belief exemption, trying to mandate that you, I mean, that in and of itself, apart from the fact that they're doing this on a product for which they have assumed the liability for all of these pharmaceutical products, that right there should cause people to stop and ask what's going on. We should never have our right to informed consent taken from us. You know that they're lying to you when they do that. You know they're lying to you when they give legal immunity to these corporations.
Right. And the Surgeon General didn't point out to Elmo that, well, you know, GlaxoSmithKline just paid out $63 million to vaccine-damaged children in the U.K. They didn't point out that the U.S. has paid out about $9 billion to vaccine injured. And, you know, so he doesn't really point that out to Elmo. He just sells it as this great thing. So let's go ahead and take a look. We'll kind of get to the middle of the clip there, to the meat of it all, where he's selling the idea.
Just like an umbrella protects you from the rain and a helmet protects you from hitting your head, a vaccine protects you from germs.
What's a germ?
Germs are tiny microscopic creatures that can get into your body and make you very, very sick.
Oh, no. Elmo doesn't like being sick because Elmo feels bad when Elmo can't play outside with Elmo's friends.
Well, the good news is your body can protect you from these bad germs.
Oh, good. Okay, so Elmo doesn't need a vaccination. Fine.
Well, not exactly. In order for your body to fight those germs, it needs information.
Elmo has information on his computer. Elmo will go get it.
Oh, wait, Elmo. That's not what I mean. A vaccine has information about germs to help your body make antibodies to fight them.
Antibodies? What's that?
Antibodies are like superheroes. They can spot the germs a mile away
so
and kick them
like...
out before they ever make you sick.
I mean,
why do we even need a Surgeon General? I'm looking at this guy and it's like, what a useless, you know, why would he even be there? I mean, what does a Surgeon General do? I mean, it is just, what is it, just propagandize us?
Yeah, he goes in and he sells it right to the experts there, the children, the people who really need to know how all of this works. And also, he doesn't point out that if you read the package insert, like we always say, it doesn't say the safety and effectiveness in pediatric patients have not been established, has not been evaluated for carcinogenic or mutagenic potential or for the impairment of fertility, hasn't been established measles vaccine in infants below 6 months or 12 months.
Why would they bother? They don't have any legal immunity. I mean, they don't have any legal exposure. They've got immunity from the government through this vaccine court. So why would they even bother to see if it's safe, let alone effective? Hey, guys, there's this article that came up on NPR. See if you can pull this up. FDA ponders putting homeopathy to a tougher test. I think this says a lot. If you just get a screenshot of this headline here, at the very top of this particular page. This is where NPR puts their medical news, and it doesn't show up on my paper printout of this, but it's called Shots. There you can see it on the screen, people who are looking at it. It's the hypodermic needle, and it's called Shots. And that's what they call their medical reporting at NPR. Now, if that doesn't tell you what the agenda is, it's all, I mean, all medicine now is vaccinations, is right. All shots, okay? And the other part of that is that headline, where now the FDA, regulatory capture again, they've been regulatory captured by the pharmaceutical companies, by the AMA, they're now going to go after the homeopaths, okay? They're going after everybody that is their competition. That's the way right. This has always worked. It's always worked by using the government to attack your competition, to keep your competition out of business or to shut them down. But now the other model is to force you to buy their product.
Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
What's really behind all of this.
Right. And that's what it doesn't point out is that vaccines are a private company's medical product. That's what this is. And they've got these patents on it, you know, so they can protect their product and patent all their genetically modified plants and everything like that. So it's not just for the safety and effectiveness. It's for more money in their big pharma's pockets. But this is just a, you know, a larger or a small part of a larger problem, which is this whole behavior placement that they're putting in television shows, all sorts of television. Children, of course, they don't really understand the power of advertising and how they're being targeted. But adults now, with the invention of TiVo and things like that, people are skipping past their commercials. So now they're having to find a way to get their message across to people within the programs.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not just that the character will drink a soda or something like that. It's actually behavior placement. And NBC Universal, for instance, will plant eco-friendly themes into scripted television shows so that they can start pushing that green agenda, and viewers won't even realize it because it's their favorite character.
Just look at what Sony did with that stupid comedy, The Interview, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Instead of having a product placement of showing a Coke can sitting there subtly, you know, subliminal and subtle, instead what they do is they have this very explicit thing where they kill Kim Jong-un, okay? And they coordinated with it. We see from the emails they coordinated that with the State Department, with the RAND Corporation, talking about how they were going to do that, very consciously doing that. So they put that propaganda in there. They removed the prohibitions of having Radio Free Europe and what's the organization that ran that?
Voice of America.
They removed the prohibitions of them propagandizing us in America. So they're going to be explicitly propagandizing us.
Yes.
And that's exactly what this was when we see the Surgeon General. It was just very blatant because it's at a Sesame Street level. It's propaganda at a Sesame Street level. So it's not as subtle as when they put it in a comedy film, you know, so that you will all think about, hey, yeah, we got to get rid of that guy, and the only way we're going to do it is to kill him. That was exactly what they were conspiring to do.
Right, and that's the danger of it because no one can argue with, oh, well, what's the problem if someone, if a TV character throws their plastic bottle in the recycle bin? That's a great message for people to have. And of course, nothing wrong with that. But then where are they going to go with that? And just like you say, they're kind of that small drip of like, well, we need to assassinate Kim Jong-un. Or for instance, in Common Core, students are being targeted with genetically engineered crops and they're not being offered any alternative science. It's just being slowly incorporated into their schooling of like, here's what a genetically engineered crop does, and it's really great for you, and less bugs, and, you know, there's no
alternative.
They'll
be able to feed the world with Soylent Green.
Exactly.
And that's another aspect of this trade agreement that's being constructed in secret by corporate lobbyists is the GMO aspect. They're saying, oh, this is really going to benefit American agriculture. Well, it's going to benefit the American agriculture that sells people Frankenfoods that have been outlawed in other parts of the world, and they're going to cram it down their throats with this so-called trade agreement. That's the whole purpose. That's what's really behind this.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, I know that our audience is really savvy and quite aware that they're constantly being targeted and propagandized to through television and the media and everything, but it's just, it's really sad when they're explicitly now going after children. And I don't know if we have enough time to show the part where the Surgeon General talks to Elmo at the end, but just the look that they give the camera.
Yeah, we'll do that when we come back. It's about 60 seconds, and we're coming up pretty close to a break here. But it's about 16 seconds, you said? Okay, yeah, go ahead and play it. Go ahead and play it before we go out to break.
Get off. Get off.
It's all done, Elmo.
Oh, wow. Oh, well, thank you. Wait, that was so easy. Why doesn't everybody get a vaccination?
That's a good question, Elmo. That's
maybe we should
question.
Force them, Elmo.
See? And they just do the stare, and it's like the dead stare at you parents that
they
are not vaccinate your children. It's so easy.
There you go.
Why
it's so easy, that little puppet. They're both puppets, that's right. We're going to be right back with
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
So the news breaks. Hillary Clinton's running for president. My buddy Mark says to me, hey, didn't Hillary support the Brady Bill and the assault weapons ban? And I'm thinking, yeah, 1992 presidential campaign. Oh, my God. A gun grabber in the White House. So at Guns80.com, they've come up with the Hillary Clinton special. They just call it the Hillary. You even get two 30-round magazines for free, and it's only $474.95 for the whole kit. So get your AR-15 kit and tell Hillary, ha-ha, 8442-GUNS-80. That's Guns80.com.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness. The phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to SimplySafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimplySafeDefense.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWarsLife.com is offering some of the biggest specials we've ever had. 50% off the super high-quality colloidal silver, Silver Bullet. Silver Bullet from InfoWarsLife.com is free of GMOs, gluten, additives, heavily concentrated in pure deionized water, electrically stabilized to improve potency, can store in your preparedness pack or medicine cabinet for years. Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, 30 parts per million, now $14.95, down from $29.95. You cannot beat this deal. 50% off on Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver and free shipping. Now you know that's going to anger the control freaks. We've also launched the Alex Jones Challenge Pack, the three InfoWars Life products that help take me to the next level. Oxy Powder to flush out the upper and lower intestines. Survival Shield Mason Iodine X2 and Super Mel Vitality fused together have given me and many others amazing results. Discover the groundbreaking, powerfully simple products at InfoWarsLife.com.
Has he been tried it on the wine press? Much too long, Stevie.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Radio Show. I'm David Knight, and joining me in studio is Leanne McAdoo. We've just been talking about this article, this clip of a couple of puppets selling vaccines to people. One of them is Elmo from Sesame Street. The other puppet is the Surgeon General. and we know whose hand is up that puppet. It's the big pharmaceutical companies. Before we continue, I just want to let you know that we have a sale on InfoWars Life Silver Bullet. It's 50% off right now. Normally $29.95. You can get it for $14.95. It's about a $15 savings. That is a preparedness grade of silver concentrated to a powerful 30 parts per million. Now is a good time to stock up for 2015 while it's in stock. Again, 50% off Silver Bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. Save you $15 per bottle. Now, Leanne, as we're looking at this and other food news, looking at this other article from Jeffrey Jackson about booming organics, U.S. farmers are forced to import organic crops to meet non-GMO demand. I mean, people have gotten the information, you know, that along with the fact that Kraft is removing synthetic colors from iconic macaroni and cheese. That's another article that's up on InfoWars.com. That's something the Food Babe has been fighting for quite some time. So people are getting the message. They understand they don't want a lot of pesticides in their food. They don't want genetically modified food. Mm-hmm. People have a right to make these decisions. But then, again, on the other hand, you've got the Surgeon General shaming parents into getting their kids vaccinated with a product for which the pharmaceutical companies have no liability. That's been removed from them by the federal government. And NPR reports that the FDA is looking at putting homeopathy to a tougher test. In other words, they want to crack down on it. We can't make up our own minds, okay? We can't have the freedom to choose whether or not we want to use a homeopath or to choose whether or not we want a vaccine or not. They're going to force that on us because they own the FDA. They own the federal government, and they own this trade process. That's where they're going to force genetically modified foods on us.
Yes, absolutely. And they know that those organic foods are so much more nutrient dense. They're so much more beneficial to our bodies. They've known for a long time that the food coloring in Kraft mac and cheese and other kind of products are exacerbating ADD symptoms in children. But they continue to say, oh, no, it's safe and effective, but we're going to go ahead and take it out just because you guys really want us to. No.
Yeah, when you think about what they do to our food and what we drink, look at the situation with Pepsi and Coke. Okay, Pepsi refused to take out this food coloring that was there that's been banned in a lot of countries because they believe it's a carcinogen. Okay, but they refused to take it out here in America, even after they pointed out. Coke took it out, but Pepsi's like, I don't care. We're going to leave it in.
Yeah.
Why? I mean, it's brown. Who cares?
Right.
You know, and who cares if you've got bright orange glowing Kraft macaroni and cheese? I mean, why do we have to have this? Do they think that gives them some kind of a competitive advantage? I mean, I know that they stick preservatives in their food. They stick it in the vaccines because it gives them a little bit longer shelf life and they can make a few more pennies. And everything comes down to dollars and cents for them. But I don't understand this about the food coloring. Why they have to make people sick? It makes you kind of think there might be some kind of a population control agenda behind that. I mean,
yeah. So. And they're just so afraid of people understanding how beneficial homeopathic medicine is for people. I mean, they don't want you to understand that you can just go out into the wilderness and pick dandelions, you know, if you're having stomach problems or something like that. I mean, the earth is perfect. God created everything for us to use, and they don't want us to have that power for ourselves.
Well, that's what David Simpson said about his legislation to remove marijuana from the Texas legal code. Just remove it completely. We're not going to regulate it. We're just going to remove it because God created it.
Right. And,
so and there's a difference between use and abuse. Yeah, exactly. There's a difference between use and abuse. And what the government is doing is they're abusing their power. Mm-hmm. And that concerns me more than an individual who is abusing something. You can take anything and you can abuse it. I mean, they used to, I think it was nutmeg. People used to get high on nutmeg back at the time of, I think it was Abraham Lincoln. I don't know. Somebody called one of the presidents when he was running, they called him a nutmeg head or something, or, you know, said he abused nutmeg. You can take anything and abuse it.
Right.
We should not allow the government to ban it. And quite frankly, the government doesn't have, as I pointed out many times, they don't have the constitutional authority to do it. And the evidence of that is the fact that we've got two amendments to ban alcohol. I think it was the 18th and the 21st, if I remember correctly. Why would you need an amendment to ban alcohol, but you can ban anything else that you want? And that includes things for medicinal use. It's not just recreational drugs. And it's also, that's the thing that concerns me most about marijuana, is the fact that they would ban it for medicinal use. And that's what David Simpson was concerned about. He knows that there are constituents in his district that the only way they were able to get help was with medical marijuana.
Right.
So why would we take that from people?
Exactly. And why would you ban something that for thousands of years has been proven to have these medicinal qualities? Yet you won't ban food coloring that is banned in other countries as a possible carcinogen.
Exactly.
That's
Well, it's crony capitalism with a gun to your head. That's where we are right now. It's not just using government, but it's actually using government to put a gun to your head to force you to buy their products. Thanks for joining us, Leanne, and we'll look forward to that interview. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendivite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Alex Jones. When I got on air 20 years ago, I weighed 180 pounds. I lift weights 5 days a week. I could swim 2-3 miles. Then I discovered the New World Order, the globalists, their agenda. I started an access television show. I was so dedicated to my work and hanging around with radio guys that I began drinking. I began smoking cigars and then even cigarettes. I transformed from looking like a white Bruce Lee to looking like a Jabba the Hutt. So I began a journey 5 years ago to shed the almost 100 pounds. I started taking Super Male Vitality and saw dramatic results in just a few weeks. When I added to the mix the key products developed by Dr. Grew for InfoWarsLife.com, the results were incredible. Take the InfoWarsLife.com challenge today at InfoWarsLife.com or give our crew a call. They can answer all your questions or tell you about any of the specials at 888-253-3139.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. I'm going to take your phone calls if you want to call in and talk about the subjects we've covered today. The number is 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Now, in the last segment with Leanne, we touched on the different ways that corporations are using the government to force you to buy their product, to prevent you from making decisions about your health, about your family's health, removing your informed consent, saying that they're going to come after homeopathy, saying that they're going to, well, as Marco Rubio wants to do and Chris Christie, they're going to come after even those states where they've allowed medical marijuana. Marco Rubio went on with Hugh Hewitt. I guess that's where the Republican candidates go on to brag about how they're going to create war, step up the police state. That seems to be the place where they roll those things out. And so he's talking to Hugh Hewitt. And he says, well, Hugh Hewitt says, a lot of people are criticizing the president for not enforcing immigration laws, but he's also not enforcing drug laws. What do we do? And Rubio says, yes. Well, I think we need to enforce our federal laws. Yeah, let's start with the Constitution.
Let's start with the fact that you don't get to just prohibit whatever you want to. You don't have that power. Everyone recognized when they did the 18th Amendment, they realized that the government did not have the power to ban alcohol. But Rubio says, now, states do have a right to do what they want. They don't agree with it, but they have their rights. They do. States have rights. Well, actually, individuals have rights, and states do have some jurisdictional authority under the 10th Amendment, and that's why this is legal as well. They're exercising a constitutional right. The federal government is usurping a right that they don't have in terms of banning us. He says, but they don't have the right to write a federal policy as well. See, the federal government, in Rubio's mind, is above the states. It's above the individual. It's not a servant of the states. It's not a co-power share of the states. It's not a servant of the people. It's over the people. He says they shouldn't be in the business of legalizing additional intoxicants. You hear that? Additional intoxicants. Because we've already got alcohol legalized, right? Because he says, for the primary reason, when you legalize something, you're sending a message to young people, it can't be that bad. Because if it was that bad, it wouldn't be legal. So I guess because we have legal alcohol, it's okay for young people to have alcohol in this country, isn't it? No, that's not the way it is. We do have a lot of people when every year when college begins, you'll see articles about some new co-ed that drinks themselves to death. Some guy or girl at a college, they go to a party, and it's the first time they've been away from home, so they drink so much alcohol they die. They overdose on it. You don't see that happening with pot. We need to understand there's a difference between abuse and use. We need to understand there's a difference between vice and crime. Lysander Spooner pointed that out. He said, you know, crime is something you do that harms other people. Vice is something you do that harms yourself. Government cannot stop vice. If it tries to stop vice, it only corrupts itself. It can never stop it. And we've seen for 40 years this argument that you're going to send the message that this stuff is okay. We're not sending the message it's okay. What we're saying is that, you know, this whole gateway argument, the that it's a gateway drug, this whole reefer madness nonsense that's being sold to us by people like Rubio. What we're saying is that the war on drugs is a gateway to tyranny. Medical marijuana is not a gateway to harder drugs. But this is, and we have seen how it has been with the SWAT teams, with the suspension of due process. But, of course, Chris Christie now is kind of sitting on the fence. He kind of moderated this a little bit when he was confronted by a New Jersey marijuana activist. Again, yesterday was 420, so that's the day that I guess the New Jersey Weed Man came out. I've actually interviewed Ed Portion, the New Jersey Weed Man. It was a very interesting interview. I interviewed him not so much because of the marijuana issue, but because of the effective way that he used jury nullification. See, we need to nullify the federal government's abuses and overreaches of power by attacking them from the outside. And jury nullification is the way that you can stop federal abuse of power and the way that you can stop state abuse of power. And what the New Jersey Weed Man did was he had one trial. He pulled up the New Jersey law that said that a jury has the right to judge not only the facts of the case, but whether or not it's a just law and whether or not the way that it's being applied is just. And so he pulled up the state constitution, and the judge told him, he said, take that down. If you put that up again, I'm going to throw you in jail for contempt. But they had already seen it. And he knew. See, he couldn't get a lawyer to represent him, so he represented himself. He knew that at least half of the people, he said 60% of the people, did not agree with the drug laws for marijuana particularly was what he was there for. So he figured that they would he would get at least one person out of the 12. That's what I call the 8% solution. That's the way we need to shut this thing down. But anyway, he did get a hung jury. It was 7 voted for acquittal, but they came after him a second time. And the second time he went to a judge that allowed him to leave that up and show the jurors that, yes, according to New Jersey law, see, the first judge didn't want the jury to even know what New Jersey's law was about jurors. He didn't want the jurors to know what their duty was, not only what their right as jurors was, but what their duty was. So when he was allowed to leave that up, they acquitted him 12 to nothing, and they couldn't come after him again, even though the amount that he had was about a pound. I mean, I think it's a really large amount. Anyway, so he pulls up, and he kind of he uses a bullhorn on Christie as Christie's walking out of his house and asks him if he's going to veto legislation to decriminalize marijuana. And Christy, and why are you still locking people up? And he goes, well, I'm not throwing people in jail anymore. So I don't know. Christy has also said with Rubio that he wants to ignore what the voters in the states have said. He wants to ignore what the state legislatures have said, and he wants to reinforce prohibition. So we'll see whether or not that happens or not. Just a couple more things, and I'm going to go to your calls. Truth Raider in Oregon will be the first one coming up. In terms of these political figures, I do want to talk about the attacks that are coming on Rand Paul from Lindsey Graham and John McCain. I think it's interesting. I criticized Rand Paul yesterday and Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio for signing on to this fast track of these trade agreements. I don't think that they're free trade agreements. They're crony capitalist managed trade agreements being negotiated, as we said, in secret by corporate lobbyists. So I think that was a big mistake, but it is good that Rand Paul is bringing up things that other people are not talking about, substantive issues that are typically not even a part of the debate, and putting them up in a very thoughtful way for the American people to think about it. I really want to see him in the process because he really has brought this stuff up. But, of course, he's getting attacked by John McCain and by McCain's puppet, Lindsey Graham. And this is what Rand Paul had to say to their comments. Let's play that clip that he what he had on Fox News.
Lindsey Graham said this about your worldview. Generally speaking, you have done more wrong than right. John McCain says you don't understand. You display this kind of naivete since you came to the Senate. What's going on there?
This comes from a group of people who've been wrong about every foreign policy issue over the last two decades. I'll give you a couple of examples where they support the president's foreign policy and I don't. They supported Hillary Clinton's war in Libya. They supported President Obama's bombing of Assad. They also support President Obama's foreign aid to countries that hate us. So if there's anyone who is the most opposed to President Obama's foreign policy, it's me. And these people who call loudest to criticize me are great proponents of President Obama's foreign policy. They just want to do it 10 times over. But I'm the only one actually standing up and saying the war in Libya was a mistake. The bombing of Assad would make ISIS stronger. The arms to the Islamic rebels would make ISIS stronger. So I'm really the one standing up to President Obama, and these people are essentially the lapdogs for President Obama, and I think they're sensitive about that.
Well, yeah, I think it was interesting when Marco Rubio came out. He was kind of angling for Hillary Clinton and saying that he was the guy who was the new young guy. So, you know, Hillary Clinton is going to be your female choice if you want a New World Order puppet. And Marco Rubio is putting himself out as the young choice if you want a New World Order puppet. But, you know, really, he may be young, but his ideas have been are failed ideas that have been tried for decades unsuccessfully. And that's the point that Rand Paul was making. Is that these are the same foreign policy that we see from Obama, same foreign policy you're going to get from Hillary Clinton. Except you may get more of it. You know, they may, instead of, you know, trying to get into six countries, maybe they'll start wars with 10 countries. Maybe they'll start a war with Russia. I don't know. These guys are truly dangerous. John McCain, Lindsey Graham, it's absolutely amazing that anybody would even pay attention to these guys. I can't believe that they can get reelected. It's just amazing to me. As Paul said, why did we ever go to Libya in the first place? Every time we've toppled a secular dictator, a secular strongman, we've gotten chaos and the rise of radical Islam. The other thing he had to say was, he said, it's time for the GOP to defend the whole Bill of Rights. Absolutely. Absolutely. Defend the whole Bill of Rights. And that's why it's important for Rand Paul to be there, I believe. I like I've said many times, I don't think that we're going to fix the situation in Washington by sending a Mr. Smith there to straighten everything out. But I think it's important that we have somebody who's going to bring up these issues so they can be talked about at a national level. And, of course, he also talked about the fact that Jessica Lynch, who is the nominee by Obama for replacing Eric Holder, is all about civil asset forfeiture. And we spent a lot of time talking about that last hour, so I'm not going to go back into that again. But, again, we need to look at the entire Bill of Rights. I want to go to your calls right now. Let's go to Truth Raider in Oregon. Truth Raider, go ahead.
Hi, David. How are you today?
Doing good.
Well, this is my take on Jane Helm. I think what is going on, and I hope I'm right about this, my gut tells me that this is an exercise and a practice against the radical movement from the south from Mexico trying to regain their claim to the seven southern states as Aztlan. And I think, yeah, there's many other factors are involved, but my gut feeling is is that the troops are going there and doing this drill in order to try to squelch this potential civil war situation, best way I can describe it.
Well, I don't know. I think I haven't heard anybody in the government express any concern about the Aslan movement. As a matter of fact, I've seen a lot of people cozy up to La Raza, which really means the race. They're the ones who are really pushing that. And I've heard officials like Nancy Pelosi say, we just have two communities. It just happens to have a border running through it, but it doesn't really matter. I mean, it's kind of like the border that runs between Texas and Oklahoma, right? It's not anything, it's not any issue to them. I think that just as Petraeus said, and as I mentioned yesterday, they no longer see America as America. They just see North America. They think that we've been consolidated. In their mind, it's not just a trade agreement. It is a sovereignty agreement. I think they see the three countries together. We already see them handing over the right of eminent domain to a Canadian corporation to be used in the Keystone Pipeline against American farmers who've had their farm for 100 years. That's what they see. They see corporate governance. They see a loss of sovereignty. I don't think they're concerned about people coming across the border. They may try to sell it to us as this is ISIS coming across the border, and we need to be protected against that. Maybe that's the way they're going to try to sell MRAPs to people. But right now they're using the war on drugs. They're using the war on terrorism. They may try to sell ISIS, but I haven't heard anybody speak about the people coming across as being a threat and that we need to stop a civil war to reestablish Aslan. So I don't know. Thanks, Truth Raider. Let's go to Blake in Nebraska. Blake, go ahead.
Hey, David. I just wanted to address the whole weed thing. And I'm a 19-year-old kid, so I can really offer a perspective around young people who are for marijuana legalization. You know, I was working out at the rec center at my college the other day, and I saw on CNN the stuff about, you know, it's a new revolution, weed. Now, you know, there's a problem with the liberals wanting marijuana. It's all about the weed itself. What these liberals don't understand is that the legalization of weed should be really about the freedom to do as you please. I like to refer back to John Stuart Mill's harm principle. A man can act as they want as long as they don't harm anyone else. But the problem with these liberals, they think, you know, you legalize weed, oh, that's it. We can let the government do whatever they want as long as we get their weed. And, you know, I call these liberals sort of half right, but when you think about it, they're not really right at all. But I will say this, a good way to wake up young people and liberals is to just basically ask them, hey, you ever tried freedom and liberty? I think that's a really good way to wake people up, the way I've seen, you know, being a youngin' as I am.
Well, you know, the thing is that, you know, Marx said that religion was the opiate of the masses. So he tried to ban religion. I mean, we could try to ban television, or we could try to ban movies or video games, because that basically people will just do that and drop out of society. And, of course, that is going to be a major thing. That's going to be the next thing coming. Video games are going to be so engaging with virtual reality that they will be like a drug. People will just drop out of society. They'll just hook up to the Matrix, and you know, maybe they'll just use their body heat to run the power grid. I don't know. But the bottom line is that you can make that argument about anything. Just because you're going to have people who abuse it, just because you have people who are going to drop out about it. What I've always been concerned about as a non-user of marijuana, and that's my personal choice. I encourage my children not to use that, not to use alcohol. I want to have the option, if certain things were to happen, I would want to have the option to try marijuana as a medical treatment. I don't think any medical treatment should be off base to anybody for any reason whatsoever. I don't agree with forcing medical treatment on people, and I don't agree with withholding medical treatment from people by force. So that's one of my issues with it. The other issue is we can see, and it's not even speculation now, we can see how this has corrupted our legal system, how it has militarized our police, how it was the basis for the surveillance state. We now learn that for decades before 9/11, for decades before the NSA started using their Section 215, I think it is, to spy on people out of the Patriot Act. that they were doing this with the war on drugs. So this has been a horrific destruction of our country, locking people up, destroying people. We have the most number of people per capita in prison, and it is primarily for marijuana. So I've talked many times to law enforcement against prohibition, former prosecutors, judges, police officers, some of them still in that capacity, who say they started out as drug warriors. They realized that the right way to discourage people is not using the hammer of law enforcement. This is really a psychological problem, a medical problem, a spiritual problem. That's the way it needs to be handled. And it's really sad that in this country, our response to everything is there ought to be a law. And we need the federal government to step in here and do something. Every time there's a problem, that's the way we want to tackle it, is with the federal government, with a federal law. That just doesn't solve most problems, and we see that that hasn't really solved that either. Thanks. Let's go to John in Minnesota. John, you want to talk about Jeb Bush and Bilderberg, was it?
I wanted to say something first, though, to you, because I've been listening for weeks and haven't been able to get through. And that you guys engage, as well as the mainstream idiots, with propaganda words like lawmaker, authorities, patriot. I'm sick of the word patriot, man. The Patriot Act, that was all a false, BS, and you guys still say patriot. I mean, it's confusing. What's a patriot? A person who steals your identity, watches you all the time, or patriot?
Well, I don't. Hang on. We got to go to a break. I want to come back to you, but you know what? I'm not going to give up my language choices to the people who misuse it. They use that. They deliberately chose patriot so they could lie to people, so they could misrepresent it, but I'm not taking that out of the lexicon. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWarsLife.com is offering some of the biggest specials we've ever had. 50% off the super high-quality colloidal silver, Silver Bullet. Silver Bullet from InfoWarsLife.com is free of GMOs, gluten, additives, heavily concentrated in pure deionized water, electrically stabilized to improve potency, can store in your preparedness pack or medicine cabinet for years. Silver Bullet colloidal silver, 30 parts per million, now $14.95, down from $29.95. You cannot beat this deal. 50% off on Silver Bullet colloidal silver and free shipping. Now you know that's going to anger the control freaks. We've also launched the Alex Jones Challenge Pack, the three InfoWars Life products that help take me to the next level. Oxy Powder to flush out the upper and lower intestines, Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2, and Super Mel Vitality, fused together, have given me and many others amazing results. Discover the groundbreaking, powerfully simple products at InfoWarsLife.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence despite the situation is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We're going to go right back to our callers. As a matter of fact, we were just talking to John in Minnesota. He took exception to the fact that we would use the word patriot. Well, you know, language is very powerful. Labels are very powerful. I'm not going to give up the long-term meaning of patriot because George Bush cynically tried to redefine it with the Patriot Act. It isn't like they came up with a description of what they were going to do and says, oh, look, that spells patriot. Wow, who would have thought of it? That was a very cynical way to try to redefine the debate, and we've seen that with many other terms. Before I get back to them, I just want to let you know that My Patriot Supply is at InfoWarsStore.com. You can get a great deal on it there, as well as water filters. All ProPure water filters are 10% off. The promo code WATER right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and you can get My Patriot Supply emergency food also there. And when I talk about patriot, I mean people who take care of themselves, who take care of their countries, who defend individual liberty, who defend their country against enemies, foreign and domestic. And that can sometimes mean your own government. Frequently it does, because they're the ones who come after you. Now, I want to go back to John in Minnesota. And I just want to say, John, that, you know, we look at the term, for instance, liberal. Okay, in the 1800s, a liberal was somebody who defended economic freedom and who defended civil liberty. That all changed in the early part of the 20th century. There was a split in the libertarian faction, if we can call it that, that came about during World War I and the Palmer Raids. And we had people start calling themselves liberals who supported a lot of very strong government programs, but they were against the war, against World War I. Then you had other people who would support property rights, but they were very much pro-war. So that kind of that World War I experience kind of divided the camp. So a lot of people will refer to themselves now as classical liberals, to try to go back to the 1800s definition. Some people came up with the term libertarian to try to distinguish themselves from liberals. But it's the labels. And I think that we need to fight for these labels instead of just running from them. I think we need to make sure that we keep the high ground of terminology. So, yeah, I'm not going to run from the label of patriot. Go ahead. Tell me what you think we should do.
Well, liberal, from what I remember looking up in the dictionary, means open-minded and generous. And I think that's where a lot of American liberals today think that they're open-minded. Well, they're not. The Democrats usually suck up most of the liberals in the voting society, and Democrats are the most tyrannical group of people I've ever seen besides the SS.
Now, yeah, it used to be that you get a liberal education, that meant that it was a very open mind in that sense, and not in the political sense, is what I was talking about. In the sense that you're talking about, that would be going to college and getting a liberal education, getting a liberal degree. But now there's a lot of intolerance, there's a lot of control in the schools. So, yeah, labels change. And I think, though, that we should not give up labels like patriots that easily. I think we need to not be afraid to identify with the people who have gone before and push back against the cynicism of the label that George Bush came up with in the Patriot Act.
Well, man, I wish I could listen to Alex Jones on the radio up here in the Twin Cities, but instead they keep giving us Rush Limbaugh during your time slot and then Sean Hannity. These two shills for the Republican Party, year after year, going almost 20 years now, keep telling their listeners, oh, Hillary's bad, oh, Obama's bad, John Kerry's bad, but they keep telling you that this Republican guy is going to be good for you when Republicans have defecated on their own base so many times. I mean, why would anybody be a Republican? That's why I have a hard time wondering why you're even kind of hoping for Rand Paul. I mean, Rand
No, actually, Paul, no, I pointed out that I disagree with him strongly on the Trans-Pacific Partnership. And how did that work out for Republicans when they elected these guys this last time? I mean, immediately they threw the base under the bus. They didn't do anything about Obamacare. They didn't do anything about the borders. That was what they were elected for. Immediately they passed a continuing resolution, so that would be off the table. They wouldn't have any leverage on that. I absolutely agree with you, and I am not in either party. I would say that I'm like Gerald Celente. I'm a political atheist. That's it for today. Join us tonight at 7 Central for the Nightly News.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hey, hey. How you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency. They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.